This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
John West of Discovery Institute was on my radio program recently to talk about his book, Stockholm Syndrome Christianity. To understand his conclusions, you need to remember what the Stockholm Syndrome means. The phrase comes from a bank robbery in Stockholm, Sweden, that took place in 1973 when an escaped convict and his accomplice took four bank employees hostage who began to bond with the criminals and started to view the police and the government as enemies. John West asked a powerful question. What if American culture isn't collapsing because of crusading secularists? What if it's failing because many leading Christians identify more with secular elites than with their fellow believers? His book catalogs many examples. One chapter describes how Stockholm Syndrome Christians have infected the pastorate of churches, leading to a dismissive view of the Bible. He quotes a pastor who wants to discard the Old Testament. He details how Stockholm Syndrome Christians promote a diminished role of God in creation. He discusses the rise of scientific materialism and also talks about Christians who seem to be evangelizing for Charles Darwin. As you might imagine, he also describes how Stockholm Syndrome Christians have damaged our understanding of sex and gender. This has led to a redefining of marriage and the abandoning of biblical standards. He concludes with a call to wisdom, a call to action, and a call to faithfulness. He also includes a website with an online assessment that will help you diagnose you, your church, and others. He also provides discussion questions and a curated list of resources. So if you want to diagnose Stockholm Syndrome Christianity and provide a remedy, this is a book and a website that you will need. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.